Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Tuesday morning after the Eagles lost to the Atlanta Falcons in Sunday Night Football. Still a lot of things to hash out from that game. Very fortunate to have the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, to help me do that this morning as he joins me every weekday morning here at KYW. Merrill, good morning. As we know, the Eagles, they were pretty banged up after that game on Sunday night. A lot of notable injuries, but they weren't the only team in the NFL to suffer injuries over the weekend. It was really across football, wasn't it? What did you notice?
Boy, it really is. I mean, you look at what's happening in the NFL right now. The Saints have already lost their future Hall of Fame quarterback, Drew Brees. He's out for about 6 weeks. He's going to have thumb surgery. Ben Roethlisberger is already out for the season. And last night I was watching the Jets and the Browns. It wasn't easy to watch the Jets and the Browns because the Jets were absolutely horrible. But that offensive line got Trevor Siemian. Trevor Siemian's their backup quarterback because Sam Darnold has mono. And they beat him up, and he left the game hobbling. He's hurt. They were down to their third quarterback. So the Eagles have some injuries to deal with. There's no question about that. But other than the one that happened a week ago to Malik Jackson, the probably is a season-ending injury. The other injuries look as if those players are going to come back. Now, I don't have anything definitive, and I do know that there's a report out that Tim Jernigan broke his foot, but it seemed to be the kind of break that wouldn't require surgery and that he could come back in 4, 5, 6 weeks, but that his season isn't over. The others are calf pulls and a groin pull, and I have a feeling that DeSean Jackson will be back quickly. Alshon Jeffrey will get over that too. Whether or not he can play this week remains to be seen. We'll find out as the week goes on. And then the other is Dallas Goedert, who hurt his calf in the pregame warm-up. Again, that would probably be a day-to-day thing.
Yesterday, you know, we talk about the injuries to the offense. Doug Peterson mentioned in his press conference how it was really difficult losing Alshon and DeSean early in the game, Dallas before the game, how it really messed up his game plan, Sunday. How difficult is that for a team to adjust like that on the fly and add guys in like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Mac Hollins into a game plan that they really weren't a part of?
It's very tough. Doug Peterson is a terrific coach and a great game caller, play caller, and he had everything all charted out. So you can get away with losing a player here and there. But when you lose those three key players in the offense, and then later they lost Corey Clement, who appeared to hurt his shoulder. So when you lose all these different players, it's changing everything. Doug said you should see his call sheet. There are so many scratches and changes. A coach has to adjust as the game goes on, but he really had a daunting task, and he talked about the fact that players, the more veteran players, were calling things out to other players just to get other people in the right position. It's very tough in the course of the game when you have all of those injuries taking place and the key guys.
Tim Jernigan, you know, he's probably out about a month. It's a good thing for the Eagles that it doesn't appear this is season ending for him. But as you mentioned, they already lost Malik Jackson for the season, and now they're going to be without Tim Jernigan for some time. What do they do at defensive tackle?
Well, there's Hassan Ridgeway, who they picked up in a trade with the Colts during the summer, so he'll be getting some action. And you're going to have to scheme out of it. You can move Vinnie Curry inside. There will be times when Brandon Graham comes inside. They do that anyhow. Brandon Graham's big play against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl came with him rushing from the inside. So there are a lot of things that they can do. You have a bright defensive coordinator in Jim Schwartz, and he'll know how to get around it. But it's not the same as having the full cast.
And they're kind of in a sticky situation, Merrill, with a couple of games, you know, bunched into a shorter period of time. Like if Alshon, hypothetically, if Alshon, DeSean, Dallas, or a combination of any of them, including Corey Clement, you know, can't go either against the Lions or even a worst case scenario against the Packers. What did they do for their roster? Because, you know, there's only 53 players on a roster, and they have to figure out something. Can the Eagles wait and leave those roster spots kind of just empty in a sense as they wait for these guys to come back?
I don't think they have any choice. I don't think they have any choice. You're not going to put guys on injured reserve and bring in other guys who don't have to be, and you're not going to go light. There will be guys that they call up from the practice squad. I wouldn't be surprised to see the young tight end Alex Ellis activated before this game. They can't go into this game with one tight end, and essentially that's what they had to do when Dallas Goedert got hurt during the pregame warm-up. So you take people like Andre Dillard or Halapulavati Vaitai and you make them a blocking tight end in certain types of plays, but it limits what you do. You can't go into what you normally refer to as a 12 personnel with the one back, two tight ends, and two wide receivers, and that's something they like to use on occasion.
Merrill, yesterday you were big on the another slow start for the Eagles and how this has been a recurring problem for them that dates back to last season. Doug, yesterday at his press conference, put the slow starts on him. He said he has to do a better job. He said, you know, he's got to find the right plays. Do you agree with that assessment by Doug?
Well, Doug is tough on Doug, and Andy Reid used to use that same quote, I've got to do a better job, we've all got to do a better job, there are a lot of different pieces in the pie, and Doug is always one who's going to blame himself and take the responsibility. But Doug is a bright guy, and he will find ways out of this. The Eagles have to get off to a better start. I don't know, maybe, I said kiddingly, maybe they have to, with the coin toss, maybe it would help if they lose the coin toss and the other team defers and get the offense on the field at the very beginning of the game and have them light it up. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there, but they defer every week, and in the first two games, the offense has sat there while the defense has been on its heels, and both the Redskins and this past week, the Falcons, had long drives, so the offense sat and then came out. Maybe it would help them to come out at the very beginning of the game.
And I got one more for you, Merrill, from this past game. The run game. I felt it was very disappointing considering how much success the Minnesota Vikings had against Atlanta in terms of the run game. The Eagles really didn't feature that enough, maybe because of the way things went early. They went away from it. But what did you make of the run game against Atlanta?
I did not see a lot of holes. There might have been some that the backs might have missed, but it wasn't if you saw huge lanes for the backs to negotiate their way through. I think you have to give some credit to Atlanta. I think they made a lot of adjustments since that Viking loss, and they were just tough to run against. They put up a very stiff wall, and the Eagles, as you said, didn't have a much success running the football. No really long gains, but they have the backs. There's no doubt in my mind that you have a real pounder in there in Jordan Howard, and I think that you're going to see as the weeks go on that Miles Sanders is going to turn into a very exciting and productive back.
What is Sanders' issue so far? It seems that he's not picking up on the north-south aspect of a running back. Do you agree with that?
Well, he has bounced it outside, but again, a young running back has got to hit the holes and go into the tight areas when he sees them. I think Miles Sanders is going to grow as a running back. He's got all the physical ability in the world, and he's a bright guy, and I think there's an adjustment that every young running back goes through in the NFL.
Well, Merrill, thanks for the time as always. I appreciate the insight. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.